The Bing Crosby program will not be heard this evening. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the General Electric program, tonight starring Miss Judy Garland, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Judd Collins with the mayor. It's produced in Hollywood and brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. And now, folks, here's Judy.
Well, thank you, Ken. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to start off with Irving Berlin's great old song, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on, John Scott. Are you ready? Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, whatever. Oh, honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. To the man, to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Come on in here,
come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Come on in here,
come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, whatever.
Come on along,
come on along.
Come on along. Let me take you by the hand. To the man,
man?
To the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Mighty sparkling, Miss Judith. Say, did you folks out there know that you get two sparkling appliances in one delightful cabinet when you own a GE refrigerator food freezer? Well, it's true. Up in the top, you have a genuine zero-degree food freezer. This freezer has its own door, its own separate refrigerating system, and its very own temperature control. And this chilly dilly holds a lot, up to 70 pounds of food, and keeps it for a period up to a whole year. Now, in the downstairs refrigerator, you get GE's famous Moist Cold. You don't have to cover the dishes because Moist Cold really protects your groceries, keeps them fresh as the dew on a dandelion. And you'll never have to defrost the refrigerator section of your GE because frost never forms. And talk about dependability. There are 3.5 million GE refrigerators still serving their owners in this country after 10 years. Some still in service after 15 and 20 years. And by the way, a new GE costs you only about $5.48 a week after down payment. Why don't you steal down and see your GE dealer for details? He's got 3.5 million reasons why your best refrigerator food freezer buy is General Electric. Now here are Judd Collins with the Mayors with their arrangement of that frantic samba, Quanto Le Gusto.
We gotta get going, where are we going and what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, the five of us and you. What'll we see there, who will be there, what'll be the big surprise?
There may be senoritas with dark and flashing eyes.
We're on our way, pack up your pack. And if we stay, we won't come back.
How can we go? We haven't got a dime.
But we're going, and we're going to have a happy time. Now, someone said they just came back from somewhere.
A friend of mine that I don't even know.
He said there's lots of fun if we can get there. If that's a game, that's a place. The place we want to go. We gotta get going, where are we going, and what are we gonna do? What do we see there? Who will be there? What's the big surprise?
take a train.
You take a train.
You take a boat.
Don't want a boat.
We'll take a plane.
You buy a plane.
We'll ride a boat. Oh, we don't care. We'll either walk or climb. But we're gonna have a wonderful time. What a goose duck, what on a goose duck. Have a happy time.
Very nice, boys and girls. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Judy singing the title tune from the Broadway musical, Wish You Were Here.
They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here. As blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here. And the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
Wonderful, Judy. Now, here's John Scott Trotter in the orchestra in a very American in Paris version of George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
man. There's a number that runs along with almost as much speed as the new General Electric Stratoliner range. This GE Stratoliner's the finest range you ever sizzled a steak on. GE's famous Calrod units start food cooking almost before it's out of the grocery bag. And wait till you see those Telecook lights, GE's color signal system. Each one's a different color. Each one signifies a different intensity of heat. Each one twinkles clear across the kitchen so you know what's cooking where and at what temperature. But the pièce de résistance of GE's Stratoliner is the three-way oven. It can be a speed oven for everyday single-shelf cooking. Then, when you need capacity, you convert it to a master oven big enough to hold a 30-pound turkey. Third, you can use it for GE's famous charcoal-type broiling. Truly, it's a three-in-one oven. And it's yours for only about $4.48 a week after down payment. Think of it. Better yet, see it. Better yet, get a GE Stratoliner. Remember, only a GE range gives you that famous built-in General Electric dependability.
All right, and now Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs return to sing Stars Begin to Fall. This was written by Judd and J.C. Lewis, and the Rhythm Airs have a record out on this tune. Come on, kids.
What I whispered, what I tried to tell,
wanted just to kiss you for each star that fell. The stars began to fall right into your eyes.
Moon made a pathway to our paradise.
Darling, till the last star flickers in a sky of blue, stars will always fall when I look at you.
Judd and boys and girls. Hope you have a hit there. Now, Judy, what are you up to?
Well, Ken, I thought I might do a song that I did in my stage show. It's
fine.
A very, very pretty little Irish ditty called Pretty Girl Milking Her Cow.
Oh, I can hardly wait to tell it, Tal.
Twas on a bright morning in summer when I first heard his voice spaken low, as he said to a calling beside him, "Who's that pretty girl milking her cow?" Ach, many times often ye met me and told me that I should be your darling, a Kushra, a Lala. Show her how the pretty girl is now milking her cow. I have not the manners or graces of the girls in the world where ye move, and I have not their beautiful faces, but I've a heart that can love. And if it plays ye, I'll dress me in satin with jewels, jewels in me brow. But don't be after forgetting your pretty girl milking her cow. I'm sure this song would have never been wrote if the pretty girl had a been milking her goat, but the goat wasn't feeling well anyhow, so the pretty girl was milking her cow.
Terrific, Judy. Very nice.
Thank you, Gary.
Now, folks, here's Ziggy Elman, accompanied by the orchestra in his famous version of And the Angels Sing. Boy really takes off, doesn't he, Judy? You know what I think folks would like to hear you sing right about
what
in here?
What would you think folks would like?
How about Caroline in the Morning?
Would you like that?
I'd love it.
I'll do it then. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning.